There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the glass.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions being raised about at least one of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Pete Hegseth, Trump's choice for defense secretary, is fending off allegations of sexual misconduct. The New York Times obtaining a 2018 email written by the Fox News weekend anchor's mother, accusing him of being an abuser of women who belittles, lies, cheats, sleeps around, and uses women for his own power and ego. The Times says Hegseth's mother sent an immediate follow-up email apologizing, adding she had fired off the original email in anger with emotion during Hegseth's very difficult divorce.
Hegseth also accused of mismanaging the funds from two conservative veterans groups he used to run, that according to the New Yorker. Some Democrats critical of President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter when Biden had vowed he would not do that. The president is in Angola right now touting U.S. development in the African nation. He is the first U.S. president in 9 years to visit sub-Saharan Africa. This is ABC News. As the U.S. commits another $725 million in military aid to Ukraine's war effort, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky admitting his country may not be able to retake some of the land lost to Russia. ABC's James Longman from Ukraine.
In a new interview, President Zelensky has sent a strong message that he'd be open to a diplomatic solution for this war. He said, "Our army is not strong enough today. That is the reality." Now, that is as close to an admission that we've ever had from President Zelensky that Ukraine cannot win back the land that Russia has seized. He also said that he'd only be open to what he's calling diplomatic steps if Russia promised not to return with further aggression.
We heard her name throughout the WNBA season.
Clark catch and shoot and knocks down her second three.
And after her stellar season and the big numbers put up by fellow rookie Angel Reese, the WNBA is expected to expand, adding four regular season games, and the finals will go from five games to seven. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
And with a look at state and local news, I'm Joel Karnick filling in for Austin Brume. And we're brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Well, today is the day to get the tags turned back in for the Santa's Elves Foundation and their annual giving trees. If you picked a tag off a tree, please get those back today if you could. You can always go and give. If you didn't have a chance to pluck a tag off the tree, you can still help out financially. More information at santaselvesfoundation.org. That's santaselvesfoundation.org. The tree has been selected for the state capitol, and it's got a northern Wisconsin twist. Brittany Merlot has more.
You'll see a little piece of the Northwoods if you're headed to Madison this holiday season, as one Rhinelander family's tree was chosen to be the official Christmas tree for the Wisconsin State Capitol building. Last year, a different tree from Rhinelander was picked up to light up the Capitol, and that alone got one local couple fired up to offer their large balsam fir tree right from their own backyard. They reached out to the Capitol's superintendent of buildings and grounds and made it happen. A tree lighting ceremony will be held at the state capitol on December 5th, and you can bet the Burks who own the tree will be there.
You'll find more news at 98qcountry.com and at civicmedia.us.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocuaCars.com.
Badgers go up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin has gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top 25 poll, now ranked 11th in the nation. Tonight, the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. The Bucks are in Detroit to take on the Pistons for an NBA Cup game. Both teams 3-0 in tournament play. NFL, Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander working out with the team, trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. The practice is so important. We got to see it before we go down that road.
The Packers are 9-3, the Lions 11-1, and in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you hit December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like, you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race. I mean, this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, a couple of girls games last night. Shawamigan traveled up to Washburn. Washburn wins at 56-28, and Rib Lake tops the Flambeau girls last night 76-28. Lots of boys teams getting their seasons underway tonight, including the Shawamigan boys. They will host Washburn JV at 5:45, varsity at 7:15 tonight. The Phillips boys will head north and they'll take on Bayfield tonight. The Prentice boys will travel to take on Bruce. Also, girls action, Grantsburg is at Phillips tonight, and Team Seal Hockey, varsity hockey, is at Rhinelander tonight. They'll drop the puck on that game at 7 o'clock.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Heads up, dear listeners, that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment on a draft statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. Written public comments are being accepted through Sunday, December 15th. More details when we return. But first,
sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR is seeking public input on the Draft Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, or acronym SCORP. The plan aims to describe the supply and demand for outdoor recreation in the Badger State. The SCORP will include an analysis of the motivations for recreating and the barriers Wisconsin residents may experience that prevent them from participating in outdoor recreation. States are required to complete SCORPs every 5 years to be eligible for participation in the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. The public is encouraged to submit online comments. Simply go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wisconsin Statewide Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan. Submit comments by Sunday, December 15th. After that, the department will summarize the input and adjust the report as necessary before submitting the final report to the governor for his consideration. Make your voice heard on outdoor recreation. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. Cloudy with flurries in the mid-20s today. Tonight it'll be windy with a few flurries. Temperature steady in the mid-20s. Tomorrow we'll stay in the mid-20s through the morning, then sharply falling temperatures. Very windy with scattered flurries tomorrow as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16. 98 Q Country.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way. you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We meet in the middle. It's been 7 years tomorrow since we set our vows. Under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, remind me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We you start walking mine. We meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when we meet in the middle. I start walking your way, you start walking mine.
Keep spinning and yes, I'll turn myself into a solitary man. Ain't like I'm the only one that's in the shoes that I am. Do you hear that? I'm not there. That's the sound of a lonely calling. Do you hear that? It's where I'm at. It's the sound of a teardrop.
something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty señoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one, and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as the summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in the world, a PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. Nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are, you're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And we used to paint this town, burn it down. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me.
Wake up with us and feel energized without the caffeine.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
Don't you think it's a pretty good plan? All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. Take me to the islands, put my feet in the sand. Rocking to and fro with the rhythm of the ocean, singing silent night with the palm trees a-blowing. Ooh, don't you think it's a pretty good plan? All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. Well, if you're thinking about getting me a present this year, let me put a bug in your cute little ear. How about two tickets to a tropical show where we don't have to wear these winter clothes anymore? Instead of turkey, we'll have mahi-mahi grilling and piña coladas in the blender chilling. Christmas is a real good tan. Take me to the islands, put my feet in the sand. Rocking to and fro with the rhythm of the ocean. Singing silent night with the palm trees a-blowing. Ooh, don't you think it's a pretty good plan?
It's a real good plan.
All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. Well, everybody's praying for a Christmas so white. Come to think about it, that'd be alright. As long as it's sand and not snow on the ground, and every day our skin gets a little more brown. We'll string some lights in a coconut tree. I'll rub some wool on you, and you can rub some on me. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. I can see us, baby, on the beach hand in hand. Rocking to and fro with the rhythm of the ocean. Baby, won't you say
my toes in the sand. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. Don't worry, baby, we'll celebrate plenty. I'll buy you some shades and a brand new bikini. We won't have to worry about the holiday rush. It'll be you and me falling deeper in love. Ooh, don't you think it's a pretty good plan?
It's a real good plan.
All I want for Christmas is a real good tan. All I want for Christmas is a real good tan.
Kenny Chesney at 98Q. Sounds good. Waiting for that Civic Media Hawaii location to open up soon. Got my application in already, although it doesn't exist. All right. Hey, not a bad little day going today. Temperatures around 20, 25 or so. And temperatures moderating up into the 30s, it looks like, for the coming weekend. Don't be surprised if you see a little bit of light snow here and there. We're not expecting a major storm or anything, but a dusting and maybe some of that lake effect stuff still lingering around, too. We're going to talk Butternut Girls basketball in just a moment here. Head coach Troy Sherwinski of the Butternut Girls, coming off a nice season last year, will join us to talk with us in just a little bit here. Usually we do the coaches show in the 9 o'clock hour, but Troy has to join us a little bit early. We'll get a little presser from yesterday from head coach Matt LaFleur of your Green Bay Packers. They got an early game this week, of course, taking on the Detroit Lions Thursday night. And again, that's an Amazon Prime game, so you got to have Amazon Prime. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to watch it, but we'll have it right here for you to listen to for free. A 98Q Thursday with a 503 pregame on that, so we'll get to all of that. Our birthdays, too. If you've got somebody celebrating a birthday or anniversary today, give us a call. We'd be glad to wish them a happy day. Give them a shot to win that cake on Friday, 715-762-3221. Twice an hour, we get you updated on news and sports, so let's do that. We'll get to a little coaches show and the birthdays after the news.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions being raised about at least one of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Pete Hegseth, Trump's choice for defense secretary, is fending off allegations of sexual misconduct. The New York Times obtaining a 2018 email written by the Fox News weekend anchor's mother, accusing him of being an abuser of women who belittles, lies, cheats, sleeps around, and uses women for his own power and ego. The Times says Hegseth's mother sent an immediate follow-up email apologizing, adding she had fired off the original email in anger with emotion during Hegseth's very difficult divorce.
Hegseth also accused of mismanaging the funds from two conservative veterans groups he used to run, that according to the New Yorker. Some Democrats critical of President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter when Biden had vowed he would not do that. The president is in Angola right now touting U.S. development in the African nation. He is the first U.S. president in 9 years to visit sub-Saharan Africa. This is ABC News.
Badgers go up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Wisconsin has gone up a couple of more spots in the AP Top 25 poll, now ranked 11th in the nation. Tonight, the Badgers host the Michigan Wolverines at the Kohl Center. The Bucks are in Detroit to take on the Pistons for an NBA Cup game. Both teams 3-0 in tournament play. NFL, Packers defensive back Jaire Alexander working out with the team, trying to come back from that PCL injury to his right knee. They play the Lions this Thursday night. Matt LaFleur on the next step.
That's why it's important. The practice is so important. We got to see it before we go down that road.
The Packers are 9-3, the Lions 11-1, and in first place in the NFC North Division.
Once you hit December, it's hard not to start to begin to look up a little bit. Like, you can start to smell the playoffs a little bit. You can start to see what's out in front of you, what's at stake. You know you're well within the race. I mean, this is why you're in this business.
That's Lions head coach Dan Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Girls basketball, the Shawamigan girls travel traveled up to Washburn. Washburn gets the win last night, 56-28. The Rib Lake girls top Flambeau, 76-28. Lots of boys action tonight. We got the varsity boys basketball team of Shawamigan playing host to Washburn. Go on down to the Park Falls campus for a 5:45 JB and a 7 o'clock or 7:15 varsity contest tonight. Team Seal Hockey will hit the road. They'll travel to Rhinelander tonight for a 7 o'clock contest. Meanwhile, the boys basketball team of Phillips will be at Bayfield. Prentice will travel to take on the Bruce Raiders. And girls action, Grantsburg will be in Phillips to take on the Loggers tonight. Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
All right, some birthdays. We want to wish locally, a happy birthday to Joan. Joan Braulio celebrated a birthday yesterday, and that is from a good friend, Joan. Hope you had a terrific birthday. You have our permission to extend that another day if you'd like. And also a birthday wish going out to Kevin Smart, who is celebrating a birthday today on December the 3rd, and that's from Mom, Dad, Nick, Amanda, Jewel, Ray J., Jill, Alex, Jackson, Jameis, the whole crew there, wishing Kevin a happy birthday today on this third day of December. If this is a big day for you, you share your day with these other celebrities, like Jenna Dewan, the actress from Step Up and Supergirl, celebrating a 44th today. Tiffany Haddish, the surviving an appalling childhood, the Los Angeles stand-up comic, became a movie star in Girls Trip. She went on to make a Night School, host Saturday Night Live, too. 45 for Tiffany Haddish today. Brendan Fraser celebrating. He was nominated in his first Oscar in 2023 at the age of 54, winning a Best Actor for The Whale and many other films also that he has been involved with. 56 for Brendan Fraser today. Katarina Witt is 59, the Olympic champion ice skater from back in the day. She's 59 today. Julianne Moore, she finally won an Oscar with her fifth nomination for Still Alice in 2015. She has had many previous nominations. Very talented actress. Julianne Moore is 63 today. Daryl Hannah, the actress from Splash, Legal Eagles, Blade Runner, 64 today for Daryl Hannah. Paul Gregg, the Restless Heart band member, is 70 today. Ozzy Osbourne, if I had to ask you, with us or with us not, somehow he is still with us. The Black Sabbath and solo singer became a reality show star with the Osbournes. 76 for John Osborne. Ozzy is what we know him as. How? I don't know. J.P. Morgan, the singer, became a Gong Show mainstay. One of the judges on there, probably what we know her for. Mary Margaret Morgan, J.P. Morgan, is still at it. She's 93 today. And country music legend Ferlin Husky, a Dear John letter, his number one 1953 duet with Gene Shepherd, started a two-decade-plus run on the country charts. He topped the chart with Gone and Wings of a Dove. He passed away back in 2011. Ferlin Husky, born on this day in 1925. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more special. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy with flurries in the mid-20s today. Tonight, it'll be windy with a few flurries. Temperature steady in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, we'll stay in the mid-20s through the morning, then sharply falling temperatures. Very windy with scattered flurries tomorrow as well. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 16.
98Q Country.
Now we're listening to old Alabama. sit around and play. Gonna hit balls off the dock, kick back in my flip-flops. Don't owe nothing to the lender, nothing spinning in the blender. The only thing on my agenda is beers and sunshine, bonfires in summertime, back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girls striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down in a world all crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Say, let's get our friends and hit the lake. Grab a boat and get to floating. A little buzzed and a little toasted. We're gonna hang and have a little fun now. Flying high like we'll never come down. We're gonna go until we run out. Our beers and sunshine, our bonfires in summertime, back porch nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my talking up a little louder. Everybody's down in a world gone crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine. Oh, beers and sunshine. Oh, beers and sunshine. Bonfires and summertime. Nights in South Carolina. Ain't nothing finer than me and my girl striking up a little lighter. Cause everybody's down and we're going crazy. Don't know how to fix it, but I think maybe turn on the good times, turn off the TV. Yeah, the only BS I need is beers and sunshine.
Darius Rucker, Hootie, and Beers and Sunshine at 98Q Country. We take a little time each Tuesday to talk a little bit about your money. And we've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants to do just that. Matt, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Hey, we're doing good. Winter has arrived, and your Thanksgiving was good, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good. Got to do a little hunting and had some good turkeys, so can't complain.
Any deer harvested for you?
Yeah, no, nothing this year. All right. Just saw a few does, but that was it. Got pretty quiet towards the middle of the week and the second weekend.
Yeah, definitely. All right, what do we have for a topic today with Pioneer Financial Consultants here, Matt?
Yeah, so today, Joel, what I want to talk about was, with it being the end of the year, I know many small businesses are probably looking towards next year and making plans, and I want to talk about retirement plans specifically for small businesses.
Okay. All right.
So if you own a small business and you haven't set up a retirement savings plan, my question would be, what are you waiting for first? But also, a retirement plan can help you and your employees save on taxes while also saving for the future.
Okay.
And so know that a retirement plan can have significant tax savings for not only the employees, but also employers. And I wanted to talk about those, as there's certainly been some changes in the last couple of years. So the first tax advantage is employers with 100 or fewer employees are eligible for a tax credit of up to $5,000 per year for the first 3 years for establishing a new retirement plan, and up to $1,000 per employee for the first 5 years for making employer contributions on behalf of employees who earn no more than $100,000 in a year. In order to qualify, the employer must have, again, 100 or fewer workers earning at least $5,000 in compensation, including at least one non-highly compensated employee, and must not have have maintained another retirement plan for the same group of employees during the previous 3 years. So again, that tax savings is for their credits are for the employers for starting a new retirement plan, a very nice benefit for employers to start these type of plans.
Right. Okay.
The second advantage would be employers, tax advantage would be employers are eligible for a tax credit of $500 for adding an auto enrollment feature to their plans. So that would be where a new employee gets automatically enrolled. And then the third tax advantage is on an ongoing basis, a portion of the amount you contribute to employee accounts is generally tax deductible. You may not take both deductions and credits for contributions in the same year, however.
Okay.
And then the fourth advantage is contributions and earnings in traditional accounts grow on a tax-deferred basis, and in Roth accounts, only earnings grow on a tax-deferred basis, but qualified withdrawals would be tax-free, which goes to the Roth rules that we've talked about many times on the show.
All right.
Then the next thing I want to talk about are the types of retirement plans that are available for businesses and their small businesses. Now, retirement plans are typically either IRA-based, these would be SEP and simple IRAs, or qualified plans. And these would be examples would be 401k and profit-sharing plans. In general, qualified plans are typically more complicated and expensive to maintain because they must comply with specific IRS and Department of Labor laws and rules. Also, qualified plan assets must be held either in trust or by an insurance company. With IRA-based plans, your employees own, or another term is vested, in their your contributions immediately. With qualified plans, you can generally require that your employees work a certain number of years before they are 100% vested.
Okay.
Recent law changes have made it easier and less expensive, for small businesses to offer some types of qualified plans. So, Joel, the next thing I wanted to go through was the different type of retirement plans that are available to businesses.
Right.
And the first plan would be the Simplified Employee Pension Plan. Otherwise, sometimes this is known as a SEP plan, which is spelled S-E-P. And a SEP plan allows you to set up an IRA for yourself and each of your eligible employees. You contribute a uniform percentage of pay for each employee. Although you don't have to make contributions every year, offering you some flexibility when business conditions vary. For 2025, your contributions for each employee are limited to the lesser of 25% of pay or $70,000. Most employers, including those who are self-employed, can establish a SEP. You may permit your employees to designate contributions as Roth contributions as well. The plan must cover any employee age 21 or older who has worked for you for three of the last 5 years and who earns at least $750 annually. So again, the big rule with the SEP is the contribution limits and the contribution percentage must be equal for each employee. So if you contribute 5% of your compensation to the SEP, each employee has to get 5% as well, just as an example.
Okay.
And then the second type of retirement plan would be a simple IRA. The simple IRA plan is available if you have 100 or fewer employees. Again, just like a SEP, employees can elect to make pre-tax and or Roth contributions in 2025 of up to $16,500. This is adding that Roth option is fairly new to a simple plan. Know that the contribution limit for anyone that's 50 or older is $20,000. Employers may make additional non-elective contribution to all employees of up to 10% of compensation or $5,000, whichever is less. Moreover, employers with no more than 25 employees may allow their employees to contribute up to $17,600, and that number goes up to $21,450 if they're age 50 or older.
Okay.
And know that each employee who earns $5,000 or more in any two prior years and who is expected to earn at least $5,000 in the current year must be allowed to participate in the simple plan.
Okay. All right.
And then the third type of plan is what's known as a profit-sharing plan. And typically, only you, not your employees, contribute to a qualified profit-sharing plan. Your contributions are discretionary. There's usually no required amount each year. And you have flexibility to contribute and nothing at all in any given year. Know that the plan must contain a formula for determining how your contributions are allocated among employees. A separate account is established for each participant. Generally, each employee with a year of service is eligible to participate in the plan. Also know that contributions for any employee in 2025 can't exceed the lesser of $70,000 or 100% of employees' compensation.
All right. So, I mean, for anybody who's listening who has a small business and a few employees, it's obviously a good financial incentive for keeping employees and hiring employees, right? I think this would make a job seem a little more desirable, right?
Absolutely. And if you just think about, you know, if you have different job offers on the table, you certainly look at the benefit package, and that oftentimes, you know, includes a retirement plan. And if it doesn't, that can certainly be a disadvantage when looking at employers.
Yeah, and when the plan's already there built in as part of your job, that's an added bonus too. And I'm sure, Matt, what holds back some people who have small businesses from doing this is how do I do it? You know, it's they're busy already, and it's a lot of work, but that's what you do, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that's what we're here for, to help set up those plans and find out which plan, you know, is right for your business. You know, we go through the pros and cons of, you know, the SEP IRA, the simple profit sharing, 401ks, things like that, and what makes the most sense for your business.
All right. So if you have a small business and you're interested, you can give Matt a call. You can sit across the table, free initial consultation, and just kind of talk about maybe some of the options of having your employees get another benefit, and maybe it'll help to keep your employees a little bit longer too. So, Matt, how can they get a hold of you there?
Absolutely. Yeah. So our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right. Phillips and Hawkins in Medford and phillips-financial.net. They can feel free to give you a call and just discuss some of the options. It may be a great way to give a benefit to a current employee or to, you know, use an additional incentive to get employees to come work for you. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's been a lot of changes this year that make it much much more cost effective for employers to offer these type of retirement plans.
And incentives in there too. You had mentioned very right away in our get together here, some tax incentives and stuff for the employer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
748-3231. Talk to Matt at Pioneer Financial Consultants. Thank you so much, Matt, for taking time to join us. We'll chat with you again next week.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
You have Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants, joins us each Tuesday morning, right around this time, 8:45, to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. 3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition for one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. American consumers spent a total of $13.3 billion on Cyber Monday, 7% more than last year. In fact, Adobe Analytics says in the peak hours of between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., Cyber Monday consumers were spending $15.8 million every minute. South Korea has declared emergency